So I'd like to tell about a couple of people that that have really helped me to understand what courage is. The first is a woman named Barbara Smith, who is an African-American leader. She's passed away now. That's why I keep switching back and forth was, is. But she gave tremendous leadership in Philadelphia for the peace cause and also for neighborhoods standing up for themselves when they were very oppressed. And the particular way that I'll tell this story is about a time in her neighborhood, which was very low-income African-American neighborhood in Philadelphia, when the drug trade had pretty much taken over the neighborhood. And even to the degree that police were hesitant to arrest people, even if they were flagrantly selling on the street, the police themselves were a combination of paid off and intimidated. And she was so disgusted by the situation, but also knew that the people were completely intimidated as well. So she did, though, talk a couple of her friends to go with her to one particular street corner, which was a market for drugs, carrying brooms and a plastic bag, and coming to these guys and saying, "Oh, excuse me, but this, it's so littered here. We're trying to clear this up." So they were just, you know, brooming, picking stuff up. And the drug sellers were like, "What? But you don't actually kick around a woman who could be your mother when she's with a broom and a bag cleaning up." So these three women got away with it. Well, there were people looking out windows in that neighborhood, in that end of the block, seeing these women do this in the middle of this and get away with it. So those three then passed the word around, come to the basement of the Baptist church down the street, and we'll talk about it. So a bunch of people showed up, partly just out of curiosity, like, "I can't believe these women would do this." And they had a good talk about why it is that we're putting up with this. And the women said, "Next Monday night, we'll be there again." So the next Monday night, they showed up again with their brooms and their plastic bags. And they were doing it, and so Barbara had decided time to up the ante a little bit. So out of her purse, she pulls a little notebook and a pen, steps back a little bit, and starts writing. Well, immediately the atmosphere got tense, and she told me later she wasn't actually writing anything. She was too scared to write any words, so she was just moving the pen, you know. But they got away with it. The guys with the Uzis and AK-47s decided not to do anything because, after all, you know, she could be my mom and who knows what she's writing. So many more people came to the basement of the church that week. And, "What is this? What are you doing? Why? How can you get away with this?" Week after week after week, more women started joining them, to the point where the drug dealers had to move to a different corner. When life is that marginal, you'd celebrate every victory you can. So they celebrated that as a victory and said, "Next week we want a mass meeting. Let's fill the basement of the church." They didn't fill the basement of the church, but they got a lot of people there. And people said, "What else can we do? You chased those people off the corner. What else can you do?" And they said, "Well, there are probably several corners we could hold at once. Let's try that." So they tried that. And there were little squads of women, again, looking very unthreatening and resulting in chasing the sellers off those particular corners. Now these mass meetings, still women, were just getting very feisty, getting very bold. And the police had said that if the women would tell them where there was a car where the trunk was opened and a large stash of money was put in, they would take the car. Women said, "That's a good deal. We see that kind of thing all the time." So they spread the word around the neighborhood. If you just happen to be looking outside your window and you see a car opened and money put in, call the police. So they started doing that. And the police, avoiding a direct confrontation, you know, when there was nobody there at the car, would basically steal the car and drive it away or pull it away with a tow truck. So more and more tension in the neighborhood from these drug sellers who were of the neighborhood. Everybody kind of knew everybody or knew somebody who knew somebody. And nevertheless, it was like step by small step. Then they decided it's march time. Let's go marching. So they would do marching in the evening when the drug selling would be most robust. At first, they avoided the busiest corners until they got their energy up, their boldness, and then they started coming down the streets where the drug sellers were. And the crowds got so large in the march, the police got bold enough to start arresting people along the line of march. So they would actually arrest drug sellers that they saw because they were emboldened by how many people were supporting them. And this is a not very well-known fact that usually police will enforce laws much more effectively if they actually experience community support than if they don't. And so this kept building. Well, of course, now the men had to get into it, right? Had to. I mean, there's action, right? And everybody's talking about it. And you can't be a real man if you're not in on the action, right? So the men started coming to Barbara and saying, okay, Barbara, you women, you've done all right, but now it's time to move on to the big time, you know, so what do you want us to do? And she fully expected this. So she said, oh, we've been saving the most important job for you. And that is, she said, there are these houses that have been taken over and made into crack factories to turn cocaine into crack. And so we want to reclaim those houses. So on our next march, we'd like you guys to go first, carry, put on hard hats so we can really see you brightly. And in fact, here's an example. She'd already made a hard hat with the initials MAD on it. The neighborhood was called Mantua. So it's Mantua against drugs. But you also know what else MAD means. And so you guys will be there with sledgehammers. And then we come to the house, and you smash down the door and go inside. All right, we can do that. We can do that. So this is like 300 people by then. You're going down, they're up on the porch, smash, 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 going in the house. Well, of course, the people inside are running out the back door. And the men are suddenly heroes, and men want to be heroes too. You better believe it. And so it becomes a neighborhood insurgency against the drug traffic. Other neighborhoods are hearing about this, are coming to Barbara saying, how can we do the same? And she's teaching them how to do it.